need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to another episode of Kicking Back with Gilbert McAdam. Well, tonight we're going to talk about South Australian footy, the Sandful, they call it over there. We're going to be talking to Isaac Rankin, Adelaide Crows superstar. He can play that bloke. And also Port Power, we've got young Jace Burgoyne. So you stay tuned, and to talk about the Sandful and South Australian football with me is Josh Carter. Joshy, good to see you, brother.
Thanks, brother. Thanks for having me back. And yeah, really excited to talk about the footy today and meet the two young fellas. I mean, they've got a great career ahead of them, and really excited to have a yarn with them.
And brother, the reason why we're talking about these South Australians is the Gather Round. Now, Gather Round, what an initiative by the AFL last year. It was the first time we had it last year. Mm-hmm. That's where all the teams from all the clubs all around Australia, they all come in or congregate in one city, which is Adelaide. What do you reckon of the concept? Because it was a big success.
It was a big success. And look, it's great to have that for the community itself, you know, of South Australia, to have all the football clubs come together in one state. It's amazing for the supporters and the fans and also for the football as well, you know, to have Adelaide Oval with the atmosphere. I mean, I've played in there a few times, and it's not a lie when they say it's a 19th man out there, because that stadium can get loud. And to have all the clubs in one state, it's amazing for the community itself, but also, yeah, the people coming together and having the gathering around as well. So it's great for the AFL to have this come about, and it's really good for the football.
No, it's brilliant for South Australia, that's for sure. And look, the way things are going, it looks like South Australia are probably going to have to gather around for the next 4 or 5 years. We're not too sure. Mm. We don't know what sort of contract they've got with the AFL, but people are saying, should it be shared around? Should we go to Perth? Should we go to Sydney or Brisbane? Non-AFL states. Mm.
Yeah, look, it'll be an interesting topic to discuss. I mean, obviously, the next few years, Adelaide's going to be hosting it. But look, if other states can host it as well, that would be amazing for, as I said, the community coming together. And we know that during COVID, WA got to host the grand final, so that was a big one between the Bulldogs and Melbourne. But if states like Sydney or Brisbane and Queensland were willing to host it, I think it'd be great for the community as well. But we obviously know those two states do love their rugby, and you know, footy can be a big issue to get everyone together. But look, it's great for the community, as I said, with Adelaide to be able to host it. It's really good. So in future, opportunities will be definitely arisen for other states to try and host the gathering round. It'd be great for everybody. I heard you played in a bit of Sandful as well, didn't you, Gilly?
Yeah, well, that's where I started my career, in the Sandful, and I went to Adelaide as a 14-year-old. So, yeah, look, I've obviously played about 80-something games in the Sandful, Central Districts, and that was the start of my career. That's where it started for me, you know. So I've got a lot of good memories there, so it's good.
What's your best one? How many goals you kick in a game?
Oh, geez. Well, I'm not too sure of how many goals. I probably kicked...
Everyone knows their best game.
Well, I reckon I probably kicked two goals most games.
Yeah.
But I think when you win a McGarry medal, it's pretty good, Russ, and probably should have won two because I was back-to-back, so was runner-up 1 year, so could have had two, but that's okay. I'm happy with one.
Yeah, one's better than none. There you go. So it's great. Great work from you.
Well, if you look at some past winners, brother, there's been some superstars. Look at Johnny Platton.
Yep.
He's a superstar and a Brownlow medalist at the Hawthorn Football
Couldn't
Club.
Get any bigger.
Yep. What a star. Nathan Buckley, as we know, Nathan Buckley, similar to Platts.
Yep.
McGarry medal.
Brownlow
medal. Not many players have done it, only two. They're the only two.
Yep.
But there's a bloke named Russell Ebert. A lot of Victorians might not know. They might remember in 1977, 78, 79, when he played 10, 12 games for North Melbourne. Mm. But he came over as a 40-year-old, so we won't count that. He was a star. He won four.
Yep. Oh, look, there's a lot of superstars as well in that category. Malcolm Blight, Bryce Gibbs, I mean, those are superstars as well. You know, number one draft pick, Bryce Gibbs, he's a superstar in the midfield for Carlton. And Malcolm Blight, I mean, he's very
Blighty won a McGarry and a Brownlow too.
He did, look at that. See, things you don't know. Blighty was before my time. I probably wasn't even born then when he was playing, but you were around, Gilly, you know? Yeah.
Nah, but you talk about the Messiah of South Australian football, Malcolm Blight is. Because he not only did all those things, he won a Coleman medal, the leading goal kicker, plus he won the Ken Farmer medal in Adelaide for the Sandful.
Yep.
But on top of that, he's coached three premierships or two premierships. He's probably done more for our game than probably the great Ron Barassi.
Oh, that's a big say, but look, it's definitely up there. I mean, the achievements he's made from himself, you know, the coaching point of view, but also as a playing career, it's amazing the achievements he's had in his career. So, Gilly, I know that there's a question that you've been dying for me to ask you, is that you've been lucky enough to represent the state in state footy, is that correct?
Yeah, well, I was very lucky to play for South Australia against the Vics and played with the Allies and even got picked for Western Australia, Russ, one year as well, but I didn't play in it because my club in Adelaide wouldn't let me play. But anyway, state footy was the be-all, end-all when I played.
Yeah? What position you played?
Well, I played everywhere. I played in the back line, I played on the wing,
man.
I played in the half-forward line. But a measure of how good you were was state if you got footy. Picked for the state footy back in my day, not in your day, because it wasn't serious state footy like when we played. Now, back in our day, it was on for young and old. And you used to play on the Saturday, I'd play a Saturday for St Kilda, and then on the Tuesday, I'd fly to Adelaide and play against Victoria on the Tuesday, and then I'd fly back on the Wednesday and then play against Hawthorn on the Saturday. You'd play three games in one day. Took you 2 weeks to get over it.
Tell you what, your freaking fly points would have been right up there, eh?
Well, that was the only time we jumped on a plane, because we never travelled back then, brother, unfortunately.
Well, you didn't have time to recover as well, the way it sounds. It was footy every day, nearly.
Oh, brother, I was pretty knackered, don't worry.
You must have been, all those positions you covered as well during those games. So it's a great story, and, thanks for sharing that.
All right, welcome, Jace Burgoyne, up-and-coming superstar for the Port Power. Thanks for being with us, brother.
Yep, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
What does Gather Round mean to you? Because it's going to be obviously this weekend. It's not quite the showdown, but how was it last year and what are we expecting this year?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in Adelaide my whole life and I was born here, so you know, Adelaide has a lot to offer, and I guess it's good for the AFL community to come down here and have a look around. And last year it was a big success, obviously, with the AFL signing for a couple more years to have it here. So, I mean, it's just a couple of things that will happen, you know, outside Adelaide Oval. I think they have a couple of Oz clinics as well, which is good for all the fans to come down and meet players and all that. So, looking forward to it. And it's a good place to do it because, like I said, Adelaide has a lot to offer.
How about your form so far this year in pre-season? Did you have a good one?
Yeah, so coming to the pre-season, they sort of asked me to put a bit more weight on just to move up the ground onto the wing, which I was happy to do. Went away and did that and come back and had a pretty good preseason, which set me up pretty well. Obviously played in the weekend, so that was my first game. So,
Yeah, look, I've been there. I know what it's like to be told to put some weight on. So being 72 kilos, it's not the best advice to be told to put some weight on. But look, it's good as well. And I was lucky enough to call your game in the weekend and saw you dominate against Richmond. So that was a good win on the weekend. But look, it's obviously been a great opportunity for yourself coming into the AFL. And you got your opportunity playing in the SANFL as well. Who did you grow up idolising or following in the SANFL back in the day?
Yeah, so I sort of started off at the Port Magpies, but transitioned over to Woodville once they scrapped that. And I sort of was around the time that Jared Petrenko was playing. So I guess he was probably a player that I was sort of looked up to when I was there. And, he was lighting up the sample at that time. So, very good player to watch.
Yeah, young Jace, when you came through the system, what was your pathway? Because I know in your dad's through his system and coming to the AFL, he came from Mallee Park and Port Lincoln. Where did you come from? Was you already based in Adelaide, or what? Tell us your story.
So I was born here in Adelaide and I grew up here. And just down the road from my house, we had a club called Port Districts, which is down Semaphore. I played there for my whole juniors. And once we get to a certain point, I think it was around maybe like 12, you get an invitation to go out and try out for the sample development academies. And my first invitation was to the Magpies under 13s. Would have been about 10 years old then. And they discontinued that after about a year. I'm not too sure why. And then I had to transition over to the Woodville West Torrens, and then pretty much went from under 13s all the way to my draft year and playing seniors there. So and then throughout that time as well, playing state and doing AFL academies and all that stuff.
Oh, it's amazing. Hey, look, Port Adelaide itself, obviously drafting you and being lucky enough to play in the family's name there going on. How do you feel being able to put on the same jumper as your father and your grandfather?
Yeah, obviously it's pretty special. And then even a couple of years before me, had my older brother get drafted there as well. It's pretty big for my family. And to be able to wear the number 7 as well this year is going to be a privilege. And then, yeah, walking to the club every day, we've got, you know, lockers, and on each locker they have numbers and players that have played and worn that number, and dad's names on my locker. So get to walk in there, and it's pretty surreal to see his name up there, and obviously hopefully I can get mine up there one day. But, yeah, I mean, it's obviously pretty big for the family, and the fans love it as well, so they get around it as well.
Yeah. Speaking of your dad, did he give you any advice yet? How to kick goals, or talk about himself in the old days, in your highlights?
Yeah, he loves himself. He back when I was growing up, he used to try make me watch his highlights all the time, and he used to go, yeah, if you want to see how to play, go watch my highlights. And he had his little disc that he used to put to the laptop and force me to watch. But, yeah, I mean, he's been pretty good for me, giving advice and all that, and it makes it even better. Obviously, we're pretty similar players. He's played back and wing and whatever, so... and I've played both those positions, so he's always got good insight on obviously things to improve and do so. And not even him, my Uncle Sean as well. He's come to the club my first year and rocked up there, and has been a really big help for me. He's always, you know, helping me out at training and at games and stuff, so he's been really big as well.
Yeah, Jace, look, you're very fortunate that your father's played over 200 games at that club, and, you know, what a player your father was, but you're very lucky and fortunate enough that you got your Uncle Sean at the club in a role helping all your young kids. You are very lucky and very fortunate to be able to have that. How do you deal with it, and how are you going with it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's been really good, not only for me, but I guess all the younger boys. And since day one he's come in, he's been very good for all of us. He's, you know, always obviously has a lot of insight in the game, playing 400 games and being one of those players that only five that have played over that much games. And yeah, obviously he has a lot of knowledge, so just being able to, I guess, tap into that with not only myself but other players, and it's been really good for me, and he's really helped me. That I probably wouldn't be in the position as well right now through my first couple of years if it wasn't for him being able to help me develop.
It's with your players that you're playing with, have you joined up with someone? Because what normally happens at AFL clubs is you get a line with an experienced player. Have you got any mentors and people helping you at the club apart from family?
Yeah, the first one's probably Josh Carr. He's the midfield coach, and he played with Dad, obviously, as well, and Uncle Sean, so he's been really good for me so far this year. And and then, obviously, away from coaches, players that have really helped me is Travis Bloke as well. He plays on the wing as well, so just plays 350 games, so he obviously knows what he's talking about. And even Miles Bergman, who's even younger than him, he's also played in the wing. They both pretty much have like a lot of stuff for me, watching vision, or that could be just talking on the ground and telling me like spots I need to be in or running patterns. And even last year as well, David Dersman, who was there last year, really helped me out when I transitioned to move to the wing. He was really good for me as well on Sanford when I was playing there. He'd come out and he'd you know, give me a little bit of advice here and there. So they're probably the players who have mentored me throughout my time.
Yeah, look, it's great as well for Travis Boak to play 350 games. It's an amazing achievement for himself. But, look, I know all about family divides and how, you know, you have bragging rights in families. Obviously, with the Hills, I'm still the best one. But, look, in the Burgoyne family, who would you say is better, Sean or Peter? You have to give one.
Yeah, I'll say Uncle Sean, just because I got to watch him play a bit more. Obviously, I was pretty young when Dad was playing, so I just got off highlights with him. But according to him, he's probably the best one. But, yeah, I'll probably give it to Uncle Sean just because I got to watch a bit more of his career.
Yeah, Jace, look, what a combination. And talking about combination, there's another brother too, young Rome. He's coming through the system. So will we see another Burgoyne in the AFL?
Yeah, his draft year is this year, so obviously he has a long way to go, obviously being the start of the year, but yeah, he's gone well for more reports. He's in the state academies, and he got to play last year in the game before the grand final with the under-17-year-olds, which would have been pretty good for him, eye-opening experience. And yeah, hopefully he keeps going how he's going, and hopefully he's going to be in the list at the end of the year, which would be good.
Now, Jace, look, I know a lot of players, they have their own set goals for the season, so what would be your challenges and goals you've set for yourself for this year?
Yeah, I guess my biggest one probably be just trying to lock my spot down in the team. Obviously, want to get my opportunity to come in, which I did in the weekend. Hopefully, I was able to do enough to hold my spot. And I guess that's just the main one I've been focusing on so far. I just want to get in to hold my spot and for pretty much the remainder of the year. And then when that happens, and I guess confidence will come and I'll start playing better as it comes on. But that's probably my main goal at the moment.
Jace, what position do you prefer? Like, you seem like a rebounding player and you can set up play, but also you can be a link man, that I've noticed that you've got a very good footy brain. What do you like doing and where do you like playing?
Yeah, I guess coming up, I sort of played everywhere, forward, mid-back, but I sort of settled in the back line towards my draft underage year. Then when I got drafted, my first 2 years, I was playing as a back. So my debut year, I was playing back. And I really enjoyed that and obviously learned a lot of craft and stuff down back. And then obviously now moved further up the ground to the wing, which is also pretty good and able to use a couple of strengths up there that I wasn't able to when I was playing back. But I'm pretty happy on the wing at the moment. And I guess being further up the ground and not really having to be a lockdown defender, which I sort of was in my first 2 years, because I feel like I have a lot of strengths I can use to help the team out than, I guess, being a lockdown defender. But I'm happy to play wherever the team needs me. But at the moment, yeah, wing's probably my spot I'm probably most settled on at the moment.
Yeah, look, it's always good to have multiple positions, and that's what coaches love, you know, players that can play those roles that can be down back or up in the wing. So it's great for you to have those assets as well to be able to play in different positions. But look, we always touch on, you know, players and what they're going through on the field. But what's your preparation leading up to the game? What's on your music, your playlist? You know, for myself, I used to have Neon Moon. Not a lot of people know that, and I'm getting pretty old now. But yeah, that was always my go-to. So what's your go-to song that maybe pumps you up for a game?
Yeah, Neon Moon is a good song, actually. I love that song. But I guess I chuck rap music on, probably Lil Baby or Drake, sort of get me up and going. But I guess once we get to the game, the players take over and they connect up to the speaker and play all sorts of bangers and stuff. But I'm sort of more into rap music. But I guess, yeah, on game day, it's sort of not up to my disposal of what they play. But yeah, like I said, probably Drake is probably or Lil Baby. Probably my biggest ones I go to on game day.
Yeah, Jace, Port Adelaide, Port Power. Yous have been so close the last 3 years. You know, you were one game off a couple of years ago. Should have probably played in the grand final. Where do you see Port Adelaide? Because, you know, players are getting older. Charlie Dixon's getting older. You know, a lot of players aren't getting any younger. A lot of people are asking the question, you know, have you reckon you got your window open for a premiership in another couple of years, or what are you feeling? I know you probably don't want to say too much about it, but what are you feeling about where Port Adelaide are, and do you think you can play in a grand final in the next 2 years?
Yeah, 100%. We did pretty well in the off-season to get some defenders, which was good. Obviously, Asava and Brandon Zerthacher. So they filled two pretty big needs for us. And then obviously Ivan Soldo, who come and played in the ruck. So I feel like we've went away and we've brought in players that can really help us. And yeah, we tweaked a couple of things in the off season, which were good for us. And I think that showed over the first two rounds. And I think that, yeah, we're definitely in the premiership window right now.
Yeah, look, you've also got Essendon coming up in the gather round. So how are you feeling matching up against the Bombers? It's going to be a great battle. So how are you finding that is leading up to the game?
Yeah, I mean they're a good side, good young side at the moment, and I would guess they will come with steam coming into the game, and obviously want to play finals. So yeah, I guess just at training we've got to tweak a couple of things, and hopefully come game day, obviously we'll bring our best. So it'll be a good game, and it'll be good for the fans to get around. So no doubt it'll be a good game.
Yeah, Jace, look, it's been great talking to you about your career and stuff so far. What's your goal for this year and beyond? And, you know, how do you find your feet, and how do you feel about going to the next level? What makes Jason go to another level in terms of your experience? Where do you see yourself right now in your AFL career?
Yeah, like I said, I'm just still trying to, get to the spot, get to the team. And I feel like, yeah, once I start getting regular games, and I feel like my confidence will build, and I'll be able to play good footy, because I do believe I can be a really good footy player at AFL level. It's just a matter of, yeah, I feel like getting my consistency through my games and building confidence, and I guess for the rest of the year and beyond, I feel like just once I lock my spot in the team, hopefully I don't come out, and yeah, I guess I do have a lot to prove still, and I'm ready for the challenge.
Yeah, it's great as well, as I said before, to have those goals and to set yourself individually. But look, we're always thinking about as well messages we can give in for our listeners. But for you, you know, like coming into the AFL, still young, so much ahead of you in your career, what's a message you can send to our listeners, you know, for aspiring footballers as well, like how you're getting into the AFL? What's been your main goal to get you in? What's basically motivated you to want to become an AFL player?
Yeah, I guess just to make my family proud was probably my biggest one that motivated me. And I guess coming to the system, I was always relying on my talent instead of hard work. And I guess coming through early days, I probably just more relied on my talent and I didn't really work that hard. And I sort of figured out now, obviously, you can't just be talented and not work hard. And I guess once I figured that out and I started working hard, it sort of fell into place for me. And yeah, that's probably say to the younger viewers now, just if you have talent, don't waste it. And work hard, because you can't just be relying on talent.
Hey, Jace, look, it's been really good to chat to you, mate, and love your enthusiasm for a young fella. And look, I just hope you have a great career, and more importantly, good luck for the Gather Round, eh? And go Port Power for the year, brother.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys. Enjoyed it.
Welcome back. We're talking to Adelaide Crows superstar. This bloke's going to be Isaac Rankin. Isaac Rankin, brother, lovely to have you on the show.
No, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, look, brother, it's obviously Gather Round, and what a magnificent year last year with the Gather Round. And, gee, you'd be looking forward to this year with the Gather Round, but more importantly, you guys getting a win.
Yeah, definitely. Look, obviously didn't start the season too well, going 0-2. But, you know, we got a lot of faith at the club. You know, Gather Round's, you know, great for the competition, and to have it at Adelaide Oval and in Adelaide itself is, you know, hopefully an advantage to us, and we can win some more games.
Yeah, I was talking to you before off air about your pre-season and your preparation for the season. This is the best you've ever prepared, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think this season, you know, found my feet a bit last year. And I'm just looking to build on my form from last year. Yeah, my body's been good. It's been holding up pretty solidly, no injuries, thankfully, touch wood. But yeah, like I said, I'm looking to build on my form from last year, and hopefully we can get a few more wins and push for finals, definitely.
Oh, that's good. And you said, you know, your body's feeling right, so that's good, touch wood. And look, you mentioned as well, you know, the Gathering Round being at home, so you'll have the home ground advantage. How does it feel to you, you know, to having Gathering Round there, and obviously with last year, the excitement it brought around the community there in South Australia? What does it mean to you personally, and what, you know, how do you guys feel leading into this game?
Yeah, obviously going into it last year, no one was really sure how it would go. But, you know, it was a massive hit for the competition and for Adelaide itself, for people to see Adelaide, you know, in itself, and, you know, the things that Adelaide provide. And definitely, like you said, it's going to be an advantage for us being home and playing games here. We're all super excited. You know, Gather Round, like last year, was you know, really cool to see the whole city come together and all the teams get over here and spend a few days around here. So, we're all looking forward to it and can't wait for Gather Round.
Yeah. Hey, brother, I know you're a Port Macleay, I think. You're a Raukan man, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Yeah,
yes.
No, I know where it is, brother. And for people who don't know that famous country, that's where the famous Storm Boy movie was made, wasn't it, brother?
Yeah, it was actually, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, look, hey, talking about home, what does it feel like to be back home playing in Adelaide with your family compared to playing at the Gold Coast?
Yeah, look, like I said before, like being home, everyone loves being home and being around family. So, you know, being a black fella, our family is really important to us. And moving back last year and seeing all the kids' faces and, you know, my mum and dad's faces coming to each game was just special. You know, it's something, you know, you're going to look out back when you retire and just remember those times that your family come to your game and, you know, if you perform well and the faces afterwards in the change rooms and things like that. So, last year I got a good taste of it, and I was so happy to be home. And yeah, you know, I love my family, love being back home. So,
yep. And obviously being a Sandville junior player, it's obviously great to be back home. As you said, I was lucky enough to do that as well with the Eagles, being in WA. But for yourself, growing up, I was a Crows fan, and you're wearing a number 23. It was a man who I idolised growing up, Andrew McLeod. How does it feel putting that jumper on every week and being lucky enough to play for the Crows?
Yeah. It's pretty surreal. Like, I've always wanted to wear number 23. And like you said, you know, Bungie and those big names I've worn it, so I've got some pretty big shoes to fill. But first time I put it on, I just, you know, it just felt right. So hopefully I can do the number, you know, proud and play some good games in it.
Yeah, hey, Isaac, look, obviously, you know, you started your career at the Gold Coast. You spent three seasons there, I think. How does it feel to be back, probably in a more stable environment, or you could call it, at Adelaide Crows? You know, Matty Nix has been there for a while now, and, you know, he seems to be creating a good little culture at the club. What's the difference? And what do you see the difference is?
I had obviously 4 years at Gold Coast, and you know, I loved every minute of it. I love the Gold Coast, and you can definitely feel, you know, they're building something special. But yeah, being back in Adelaide, you can feel the history. You know, you can feel the culture here, and like you said, Matthew Nix has been here for a few years now, and he's built a really good foundation. So we're all just looking to, you know, build on that even more and play finals. Like we're so pumped, you know, off of last year to just keep building our form and you know, be a finals contenders and stuff like that. So yes, it's good being back at Adelaide. I support Adelaide growing up as well, so it's pretty surreal throwing on that jumper every weekend.
Yeah, it's very lucky to have that. And look, there's always individual reasons why we move back home to our home states, but that's one major reason. But for you personally, like, I know it's a big change coming from the Gold Coast, getting that opportunity to then go into the Adelaide Crows. What's some other reasons what maybe chose for you, or for you personally, what were the reasons that drew you to go back home?
Yeah, look, like I said, like it's spending 4 years there away from family, and obviously, you know, coming from my background, mum and dad couldn't get up every week. You know, my brother, I got a big family, so I got 7 of us and, you know, 12 to 15 nieces and nephews and things like that. So I love the Gold Coast, but, you know, family is so, like I said, important to me. So, you know, I really wanted to come back eventually, and it just happened, you know, sooner rather than later. So yeah, I've really enjoyed being back home and, like I said, having them in the change rooms after every home game. So.
Now, Isaac, what's your take on Stewie Jew as a coach? I know he's a well-respected man in the AFL. What's your take on him personally?
Yeah, Stewie was a great coach, obviously, coming to the Gold Coast at the same time. We got a few good draft picks and things like that, like Lukosius and Ben King, and he was a really relationships guy and was trying to build something, obviously. They're going pretty well now, but I feel like that's off the back of, you know, the success and the foundation, what Stewie sort of said over there. So I'm looking forward to the Suns doing well this year.
Isaac, I want to ask you about more about your experience at the Gold Coast, and I know what it's like because I went and played up with the Brisbane Bears back in the day, so I know what it's like to play in a state where it's not an AFL. How'd you find that? You know, because obviously that would have been a shock for you to experience that, I've got no doubt about it. And more importantly, since you've been back home, and what's it like now with all the... You know, you live in a two-team town. It's a big difference. Yeah. People got no idea back home in Adelaide, have they?
It is. It is crazy. When you first get there, obviously, being a young kid, you always, you know, want to be sort of playing AFL and sort of being recognised around here and there. But when you get to the Gold Coast, not too many people pay attention to the sport up there. But, you know, they're really knuckling down on the grassroots footy over there. The kids love it over there. I think when you try and go there and target the older age, I think they're stuck in their ways and love their rugby. But, you know, the women's footy over there is thriving at the moment, and the kids are really starting to enjoy footy. I definitely saw it growing in my four years there. So I think it's going to be a hit in the next couple of years, and especially if they start winning more games, people are going to come to the game a bit more. And you saw it in round one when they versed Richmond. There was a massive crowd there, so it's good to see them have you know, people come to the game and watch.
Yeah, Isaac, I want to ask you about the positions that you play, because I know you're a key forward and you're one of these crummers, and you're just like Eddie Betts. You can make something out of nothing, and that's what makes Isaac Rankin so special. But look, the more I watch you, I see you playing similar to an Andrew McLeod, running the ball out of the back line, setting the play up. But also I can see you being a link man. Now, I know in some games it's horses for courses, and Matty Nix will deal with that, obviously, but do you see yourself being more versatile and not just spending more time in the 50?
Yeah, I'll put it on Nix now. Yeah, I definitely see myself being more versatile if Nix is watching. I definitely see myself, you know, playing different positions and using the ball. I just really want to get the ball in my hands, because, you know, I'm not trying to be selfish. I really think I can help the team. You know, I can get the ball in my hands and create something and get the ball going forward and, you know, create some opportunities for us to score, really. So, like you said, I just need to keep building on my form and have Nixie build a trust for Nixie and other players like Dawson, things like that, to give me more in the midfield. You know, we're working on it. We're definitely working on it. And I'm just excited to, you know, play where I'm at now and just build that trust and Hopefully they can throw me around a bit and get the ball in my hands, definitely.
Yeah, but obviously a lot of emotions coming out of last season. You know, 2023 was a bit tough, but leading into this season, obviously the two losses early in the season, it can be a bit challenging for the club. But leading on to the rest of it, obviously next week, as you said, the advantage of playing in front of the home crowd, it's a big one. But like for the season itself, your club, what's your focuses and how are we going to get to playing in the finals?
I think it's literally just 1 week at a time. You know, we're not trying to look too far ahead. But you know, internally, our belief is that we you know should be playing finals, and we really go into to the game. You know, each week. Trying to win each week, really. Like, you know, Nixie has a game plan, and obviously it's like play finals and hopefully win a flag and things like that. But we're trying to look at the now, and you know, the first step this week is obviously Fremantle, getting that out the way, and then the next week after that, and then the next week after that. And the more you can just you know, focus on the process and not so much the outcome, I think that'll hold us into, you know, good stead leading into later into the season. So definitely.
Yeah, Isaac, look, I see Adelaide, where you're at, and, you know, you look at, obviously, Taylor Walker's been a stalwart at the club. He's been there for a long time. He's getting old. You know, there's maybe one or two, but not much after that. Where do you see yous are at? Because, obviously, the window's open for you guys. You missed the finals last year by one kick, virtually. So,
yeah,
as a coach for Matthew Nix, I wouldn't accept nothing less than a finals appearance this year. Is that a fair call? And have you, as players, spoken about that? Because I'm sure you would have.
Yeah, I think so. Having that off season and, like you said, the last year, all those few close games, we lost those few close games. So I think this year we got a good understanding what we need to do. And obviously we haven't started so well, but, you know, we're really not that far off. It looks a bit worse with the score and the outcome on TV and stuff, but we're really not that far off. Like, we just need to fix up a few things. And like you said, our internal belief is that we should be playing finals and we'll play finals. So if we could just stick to the process and, you know, focus on each game, like I said, that'll hold us in good stead for, you know, halfway through the season leading into the finals. And hopefully we're at a better position where we don't have to rely on one kick to then make finals. So, yeah.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of challenges in the season. Obviously, missing out that one kick, you know, it could be costly. But the beauty about footy is you've got the next year to prepare for as well. And, you know, for yourselves, you've obviously lost the first two rounds. But that beauty as well is, you know, you've got another week to try and get that win back on the board. And as you said, a big matchup this weekend against Fremantle to hopefully get that first win on the board. But look, it's obviously for yourself as well, individually. Like, how do you go about preparing yourself? Obviously, losing the first two rounds of the season to now going into another game, how does it feel for you, like, leading into the next round, knowing you've got to get a win on the board? What kind of ways would you try to change your mentality leading into this game?
Yeah, obviously it's frustrating when you go 0-2 at the start of the season. You obviously want to start the season well, but like I said, we look at the games and we go through it pretty you know, thoroughly, and we think we're not too far off, so we just got to fix a few things and obviously work on a few things throughout the week. But, you know, like I said, we don't need to go out and invent something else and, you know, change our whole game plan. We literally just have to, you know, use the ball a bit better, you know, attack our 1v1s and hit the scoreboard a bit more. So if we just tweak those little things, I'm sure we're going to win more games than we lose. So there's definitely still a lot of belief in the club. Like, I know we've obviously gone over two and a lot of people are saying, well, the Crows this, the Crows that. But, you know, we're fully ready for this weekend and the weekends after that.
Yeah, Isaac. There's a word that I'd like to use in a football term, and it's called leadership. And one thing I've noticed about the Adelaide Crows, they've got leadership there. I want to ask you about Dawson, you know, the captain currently, and how's he going? And, you know, he's been pushed into the job. He's only a young leader. He's only a young captain. How's he going, and how's he dealing with it, and how's everyone accepting it?
Yeah, we all love Dawson. I think you can see it on TV, and you know, when you watch the games, he's very caring. You know, he's a relationship type of guy, and you know, when it needs to be said, he does you know, knuckle down and say what needs to be said. But we all love him. We got so much belief in him. You know, he works so closely with all of us, and you know, from all the way down to the sample up until the AFL, the whole squad. He's got a good relationship with everyone. So yeah, he's been a great leader, great for me personally. Last year, coming across, he sort of did the same thing a few like a year before. So having that sort of similarity, you know, we've built a good relationship off of that. So we all loved us.
Hey, look, I've just come across a video, actually, that's, I don't know if you know about, but it's out there of you apparently playing a guitar. I don't know if you're a Fast Cars fan or whether you've just gotten into it. So, yeah, is that one of your little hobbies on the side there, take your distractions away from footy?
Yeah, definitely play guitar and try to sing and things. I've been practicing a bit, yeah. I love playing guitar before games and just getting home and playing the guitar. I play it a lot, so, you know, my missus tells me to shut up every now and again, which is, you know. But in the next couple of weeks, I think I'm going to be performing with on the leading up to the Gather Round with Delta Goodra headlining, so I'm pretty excited for that.
Wow, look at that.
Isaac, at the start of the year, when you start the season and you get ready for the season, I know when I used to play, you obviously have your team goals, and that's fair enough. The coach has got team goals, the team's got team goals, but to achieve team goals, you've got to have individual goals. Now, I used to set myself little individual goals at the start of the year where I wanted to finish top 10 in the best and fairest or top five, or, you know, I wanted to kick 25 goals in a season. You know, you've got to have your little goals to, you know, away from your team goals. I want to know what Isaac Rankin's, I don't know if you want to tell us, but do you pinpoint your little goals and what you want to achieve for the season?
Yeah, I definitely do. Leading into my season, I'll try and, have a few goals going into the season. And
30 goals for Isaac this year?
I had 36 last year, so I'm just trying to build on 36. Try to get 40 this year. Definitely want to finish up there in the BNF for the club. Finished fourth last year, equal fourth last year. So if I get a bit higher than that, that'll be nice. Finish top three.
That's good. And it's always good, as you said, to have individual goals and, you know, for yourself personally. And look, you mentioned it before, having Bungie around the club, you know, McLeod. It's obviously great to have that legend to come back into the club. But, you know, for yourself to have him around, do you go to him for advice at all? Like, on how to deal with the kind of, you know, the expectations as a player? Like, do you have those chats with him, or do you even talk to some of the past players and get around him?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely try and reach out and reach out to those past players. And, you know, obviously they've seen success at the high, so I always try and pick their brain and things like that. And like you said, it's just all the it's funny, like coming from the Gold Coast to here. There's obviously so much more history here, and those past players, you know, want to be involved and be around. And Rashudo's always around and things like that. And you just see those legends sort of walk around the club, and it motivates you. It makes you want to strive for, you know, that holding up the cup one day. And yeah, all the boys like love having them around, and like I said, it definitely motivates the whole group.
Yeah, Isaac, one thing we love about the AFL is we love looking for young talent, and we love I love looking at young Indigenous talent. That's what I love to look out for. Who's going to be the next up-and-coming star? Is there any young kid in Adelaide, or maybe on your list, the rookie list at Adelaide Crows, or is there any kids there that we should be aware of to keep an eye out over the next year or two?
I'm not too sure at the moment at the club. There's been a few kids come through. We got the Indigenous Academy there, so it would be nice to get a few kids roll through there and potentially be drafted. But there's one boy that had a good game last weekend, Isaiah Wangani Malira. So I love watching him play footy at the moment. He's killing it. So hopefully he can continue that form and dominate the league. Yeah.
You just mentioned before about the Indigenous Academy. Shane Edwards, former Richmond Premiership player. What a legend.
Yep.
Is he the boss of that, and how's he going, Shane?
Shane works in the sort of wellbeing side for us black fellas here at the club. Obviously, we lost Shane McAdam last year and Tariq Nucho, so it's sort of just me and Wayne at the moment at the club. So it's two of us, and we get to work pretty closely with Shane, and we're always just talking smack and asking him questions and trying to get the inside of, you know, that dynasty they had over at Richmond. And obviously, he's seen a lot of success, so I love picking his brain and just sitting back and having a yarn with him, because he's obviously had so much experience in the AFL and, success as well. So,
yeah, you've also got the Gathering coming up, and you're going to be playing against the Melbourne Demons. I mean, they're going to be a tough task, aren't they? They've obviously had a great week last weekend, dominating against Hawthorn. So they're going to be a big matchup as well when they come over to Adelaide and play against you. So what's going to be your key focuses going into that game?
Yeah, they're obviously a strong side, have a good back line. They use the ball well, and I'm definitely looking forward to playing Gather Round and playing against Cozzy Pickett there. So me and him always have a good battles when we versus Melbourne. So me and Cozzy are pretty close. So I'd love to see him kick a few snags as well, but not too many. So we win. But yeah, we're definitely looking forward to that game.
Hey, brother, who inspires you the most from opposition clubs? Because it's always curious about who you follow in your own club.
Yeah.
Is there an opposition player that inspires you that once make Isaac Rankin a better player?
Yeah, I think definitely Toby Green at the moment. Like,
yeah,
for the years he's had, the last couple of years, like, I think he's the benchmark for all us, you know, medium to small forwards. He just gets up the ground so well. I love watching him play, and when we play against him, I always have a little yarn with him afterwards, and he always checks up with me. So he's actually a really good bloke, and obviously the way he plays, he's been having a great stint at the moment. So I think Toby Green, I definitely watch his packages and try and take a few things from his book.
Now, Isaac, look, I know there's a guy really well that you probably know from the Gold Coast, Jared Harbrow. I mean, how much of an impact has he had on you in your career, starting off at the Gold Coast Suns?
Yeah, I think he had probably the biggest impact on my career over there. He's just such a good follow, and obviously he's played in Melbourne and then coming back home to play at Gold Coast, and I got to play with him for 1 year, and then he came to the bit more on the wellbeing side, looking after us black fellas, so... I got to build a big, strong connection with him, and he's so you know, family orientated, and loves his people and always looking after everyone. So I definitely looked up to him, not only with my football, but just off field and things like that, and making sure I stay connected and stay connected to all my people and my family, because he just does it so well. Like, sometimes you can move away from home and you know, forget the message and forget the cool people, and you know, being a black, you know, have a big family, and everyone sort of gets a bit shitty if you don't call them or talk to them. So he was a big inspiration to me when I was over there.
Yeah, brother, well said too. And yeah, what a great player Jared Harbrow was for Bulldogs and the Gold Coast. He was a champion player. Hey, Isaac, thanks very much for joining us on Kicking Back. Hope you really enjoyed it. Yeah, and more importantly, brother, you have a good game this weekend and go the Adelaide Crows.
No worries. Thanks for having me, fellas. Go Crom.
Oh, what a great interview there with Port Power star Jason Burgon and also Isaac Rankin, the superstar of the Adelaide Crows. Now, talking about the Gather Round, let's look at the first game between the Crows and Demons, Joshy. Who's going to win that game and why?
Look, it's going to be a great battle, isn't it? I mean, Demons have had their ups and downs so far this season, and we talked about Isaac there, you know, his home ground advantage, the Crows. So, look, hopefully they get the win at home, but I'm going to say the Demons are going to win that game.
Yeah, they need to win the Adelaide Crows, but I'm going to actually tip the Demons to win that game. All right. Lions, or the Brisbane Bears, I call them, they versus North Melbourne.
Look, it's another close one there. I think it's going to be a great battle, and we know with the Lions, they've obviously coming off two losses as well so far this season, and obviously playing in the premiership or the grand final last year, missing out on the premiership. It's a tough loss, but they've got a lot of work to do now. Obviously rebuilding now, losing the first two games. I'm going to back the Lions to win this game.
Yeah, no, I'll agree with you there. I'll go for the Lions as well. Port Power and the Bombers. We spoke to Jason Burgoyne. Who's going to win that one?
Oh, look, it's going to be a good battle, but I'm going to tip Port Adelaide at home. The home ground advantage, they're just going to run over them, I think.
Yeah, look, I'm going to get going Port only because it's the home ground advantage. Your former team, Eagles, versus the Sydney Swans.
Yeah, look, they're not on a good run at the moment, are they, the Eagles? And, look, you'd love to see a bit of a spark come from them, but the Swans are just too strong. They're playing with so much flair and confidence at the moment. They're very hard to beat.
Yeah, I reckon the Swans top four this year. No one worries about that. Dockers, another Perth side, the mighty Blues, Carlton.
Well, they're on fire, aren't they, the Blues? They are very hard to beat, so it's going to be hard to try and not pick them, but it's going to be a great battle between both sides. I mean, the Fremantle are obviously going to chance to finish top eight as well, but Carlton just going to be too strong in the end.
Yeah, I reckon the Blues over, only just, I reckon. Dockers might surprise them.
Could be, yep.
Anyway, we'll see there. Your old side again, Bulldogs versus the mighty Cats.
Yeah, it's always a big battle between the Cats and Dogs, but I'm going to say the Cats just were too strong. Watching them on the weekend, they were such a strong side. And when they do get it up forward, they're very hard to get out of there. That pressure they lock in, very hard to beat. So I'm going to say the Cats are going to beat them.
Yeah, no, the Cats want to make the eight this year because they were pretty shattered. They didn't make it last year. I'm going for the Cats. Suns. Well, Isaac Rankin's old side, they're playing their Giants. How good are Giants at the moment? Top four?
Yeah, look, they're very hard to stop, aren't they? And their young leaders are really stepping up. Toby Green just setting the pathway for these young players, and they are just playing with so much confidence and just abilities as well to just find answers and avenues to get scores on the board. They really took it to the Eagles and just dominated them while they played in some.
Yeah, I reckon this is going to be a ripper. Tigers versus the mighty Saints. Probably previous years would say Richmond. But although, you know, they've got a new coach, obviously they're still getting to understand Adam Uze, but I'm going for the Saints.
Yeah, look, Saints are going to a whole new level with the way they're playing, and obviously Max King playing up forward, he's really taking it his own. His confidence and marking ability, he's going to be up there with the Coleman medal, I'd say. His kicking ability in front of goal is very good. If he can have a strong season, he's going to be up there in the Coleman medal.
Yeah, no, you're right. And the final game, the Pies versus the Hawks.
Yep.
Where do you see the Pies at?
Well, look, that's a big question, isn't it? The way that they're going at the moment. They're obviously winning the premiership. A lot of expectations put on them. And the Hawks, they're showing a few glimpses of flair there. And I reckon they might actually take it to the Magpies and win. So I'm going to say the Hawks are going to win this game.
Oh, no, I'm going for the Pies.
That's all right.
All right, Joshy, what a great show we've had today. Well, we've got a superstar. We've got another, maybe, who knows, he's a burger and he might become a superstar.
Yep.
Been a great show, hasn't it?
Footy ahead, yep, definitely.
Hey, it's been great having you on the show.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks for your insight, brother.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, nah, too deadly. Hey, hope you've enjoyed Kicking Back with Gilbert McAdam. We'll see you next week, eh? Make sure.
2 minutes to reset. Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.